Question: how do we split the revenue among partners sharing an account?
Answer: it all comes down to the scope of work each partner is asked to deliver. There is no such thing as, quote, the standard split.
1.
Look at the monthly dollars you're being offered.
2.
Evaluate the growth potential of the client.
3.
Is this enough money for the scope of work I am being asked to deliver? That's the only question you need to answer.
Decide whether you like the client. Consider the scope of work. How many multiples can they grow and how quickly? Consider the dollars you're being offered. Make your decision.
When a larger team is required, the natural assumption is that more than enough dollars will be available to fund the additional scope of work. This is why there can never be any such thing as a standard percentage split. As an example, if a media buyer is one of 6 partners serving an account, should their percentage of the monthly be the same as when they are one of only 2 partners serving an account? Of course not. If a graphic artist is given a limited scope of work on an account, will their percentage be the same as the account that depends heavily on the graphic artist? No way.
Regarding partner splits.
Splits are distributed upon collection, not billing. Every split is a percentage of the total amount paid to us by the client. This applies to both the upfront and the monthly. Wizard of Ads, Inc. always takes 10% plus an additional 5% to offset group expenses, administration, bookkeeping, partner meetings, etc. Please do not assume that partner splits are a percentage of the remaining 85%. All percentages are based on the total paid by the client. Therefore, all splits, including those paid to Wizard of Ads, Inc., should add up to exactly 100%.
3 reasons to be attracted to big clients with big ad budgets.
1.
You desire the prestige of working with a famous company. You will soon lose that famous client and be right back where you started.
2.
You want to score a big upfront fee. The partner working with small clients will make a lot more money than you.
3.
You're afraid that you don't actually know how to grow small companies. I am certain you have the talent. What you need is confidence and competence. If you are the lead partner strategist and the writer for a small account, it is possible that the only other person you will need at first is a media buyer. This very small account pays $2,000 a month. Wizard of Ads, Inc. takes 15%, leaving you with 85%. Let's assume you choose to pay the media buyer 20%. The media buyer is making $400 a month. You are making $1,300 a month.
Question: is that fair?
Answer: absolutely. With 12 small accounts like this one, you are making $15,600 a month, $187,200 a year. With 50 accounts like this one, the media buyer is making $20,000 a month, $240,000 a year. And the media buyer can handle 50 media buys with the same amount of effort or less than it takes you to handle just 12 clients. You are making $374,400 a year when you have doubled the top line of those small clients, and $748,800 a year when they are 4 times their original size. Your media buyer is making $960,000 a year.
Problem: this client began with 3 team members, a writer, a media buyer, and a lead partner slash strategist. But the client, the ad budget, and the scope of work have grown dramatically. We need another team member or two. Where do we find the money?
Answer number 1.
The lead partner can fund the new team members from the existing monthly by adjusting his or her own percentage of revenue and that of the other team members, each team member being taxed the same percentage of their monthly to cover the cost. If anyone wants to resign the account, they are free to do so. The lead partner leads.
Answer number 2.
If our monthly revenue has not grown sufficiently to add the new team members without taxing the incomes of the original team by an unreasonable amount, the lead partner can choose to ask the client to add a specific dollar amount to the current monthly. Our annual percentage increases would then be based on this new monthly as a baseline. Danger! Clients always assume this additional amount is the price they are paying the new member. This always triggers the question,
how much am I paying each of them?
Uh-oh. You now have a client who incorrectly assumes they can drop team members to reduce their monthly.
Steven Sanger sent technicians to study the pit crews during a NASCAR race. That inspired the techies, who then figured out how to reduce the time it takes to switch a plant line from 5 hours to 20 minutes. Bloomberg News.
Steven Sanger used symbolic thinking to do this. Having been a history major in college, when Sanger became CEO of General Mills, he knew there would be a pattern to follow if your goal was to reconfigure complex machinery quickly. $20 billion giant General Mills makes money turning grains into food products. So assembly line downtime to reconfigure equipment costs them $2,283,105 an hour. Reducing the 5 hours it took to reconfigure the assembly line from Chex to Cheerios down to just 20 minutes saves General Mills $10,654,490 per occurrence.